We interrupt our BBC broadcast and now switch you directly to our war correspondent in Green Sector 2, somewhere in the trenches of France.
Daphne Crown here, from Green Sector 2. Somewhere in the trenches of France, where in approximately 15 minutes, the Allied armies have planned an all-out offensive to push the Kaiser back to the Rhine. 200,000 troops are gathered around me here, preparing for this biggest single attack of the war. Even now, the artillery is laying down a fierce barrage in preparation for this. We interrupt this behind-the-scenes report and switch you now to the aerodrome at Red Sector 1 for an urgent bulletin.
This is Pierre Leclerc at the aerodrome in Red Sector 1 somewhere behind the French lines. We have just been notified that the Red Baron and his flying circus has taken to the skies and is, at this moment, threatening to make an all-out attack to stop the Allied offensive. As we too well know, the Red Baron is personally responsible for the destruction of 80 Allied aircraft and is, at the present time, the leading ace of the war. This formidable foe must be stopped at all costs. At this late hour, the Allied commanders are gathered together, trying to search out the one solution that will rid the skies of the flying circus and Baron Manfred von Richthofen.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men have never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died, now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew into the sky to seek revenge, but the Baron shot him down.
Curses filed again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. Now Snoopy had sworn that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight. While the Baron was laughing, it got him in his sight. Tried everything, but he'd run out of tricks. Snoopy fired once, and he fired twice, and that bloody Red Baron went spinning out of sight. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany.
Was rolling.